This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Officials in Kyiv say Ukraine's capital has restored most of its power supply as the country again responds swiftly and defiantly to the latest Russian barrage targeting critical infrastructure. The Kremlin's forces bombarded Ukraine from afar in what has become a familiar Russian tactic since last fall. It comes amid months of a grinding battlefield stalemate on the front line in eastern areas. The apparent aim is to weaken Ukraine's resolve and compel Kyiv to negotiate peace on Moscow's terms. Kyiv's military administration said power and water were restored Friday, with about 30% of consumers still without heating. Ukrainians who fled the war to find refuge in the United States are now facing the end of their permission to stay. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
About 20,000 Ukrainians are coming to the end of their humanitarian parole. The majority of them arrived in the United States through Mexico. There, it was easier and faster to get a visa to enter the country in the first months following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The Biden administration has said it is working on a fix, but so far has issued no official guidance on what Ukrainians should do. I'm Karen Chamas.
Xi Jinping has won an unprecedented third term as China's president. Xi, who is 69, was voted in unanimously on Friday by 2,952 members of parliament. There were no other candidates. Afterwards, Xi shook hands with his ally and premier-in-waiting, Li Qiang, who is poised to become China's number two leader. Li will oversee the economy. Xi set the stage for a norm-breaking third term in 2018. That's when he scrapped presidential term limits. Other top party leaders' terms remain limited to two. More at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Iran and Saudi Arabia have agreed to re-establish diplomatic relations and reopen embassies after years of tensions. The two countries released a joint communique about the deal on Friday with China, which apparently brokered the agreement. Tensions have been high between Iran and Saudi Arabia. The kingdom broke off ties with Iran in 2016 after protesters invaded Saudi diplomatic posts there. Saudi Arabia had executed a prominent Shiite cleric days earlier, triggering the demonstrations. A showdown is brewing between U.S. President Joe Biden and House Republicans over raising the nation's debt ceiling. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The GOP wants to slash spending in exchange for raising the debt limit before a potential summer default and is soundly rejecting the president's new $6.9 trillion budget plan. While Republicans have not laid out their own plans, the conservative House Freedom Caucus has.
The plan is to shrink Washington and grow America.
Chairman Scott Perry says, among other things, they want to roll back about $400 billion in the president's student loan relief plan for a total savings of roughly $3 trillion.
We just have a very different value set.
The president's challenging House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to present his own budget so they can start negotiating on the debt ceiling. But McCarthy's not saying when that will happen. Sagar Magani, Washington.
12 years after the triple reactor meltdowns at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, Japan is preparing to release a massive amount of treated radioactive wastewater into the sea. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Japanese officials say the release is unavoidable and should start soon. Dealing with the wastewater is less of a challenge than the daunting task of decommissioning the plant. That process has barely progressed, and the removal of melted nuclear fuel hasn't even started. The Associated Press recently visited the plant, and during their visit, journalists saw 30 giant tanks for sampling and analyzing the water for safety checks. A concrete facility for diluting the water after it's treated and tested is in the final stages of construction. From there, the water will be released via an undersea tunnel. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. State Department said Friday that Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Ethiopia next week as concerns linger over the implementation of a peace agreement in the conflict in the Tigray region. The conflict has left tens of thousands of people dead and millions uprooted. Blinken will also visit Niger, a key U.S. security partner, during the trip. State Department spokesperson Ned Price said in a statement that it will be the first ever visit to Niger by a U.S. Secretary of State. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.